This is NHL Radio.
I hear we have a guest.
We do
on the
indeed.
Line.
We do. David Boreanaz and Bones, big Flyers fan. And I guess the only thing I can offer you right off the top here is the old sound effect. Wah, wah. Wow.
Are you already counting us out after one game? Come on. I mean, all of a sudden it's like, all right, we didn't bode well against the Rangers in the last game. We blew the home ice advantage. Do we want to talk about that some more?
Yeah, let's.
I'm
destroyed. What do you think?
I mean, I'm going to call in and just get killed. I have to have faith here, guys. I'm not going to run around and cower in the corner. It's the playoffs. What could
happen tomorrow
could change the outlook of the game. Our objective is to take one game in Pittsburgh, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so we blew the first game. We didn't show up. They beat us from the drop of the puck to the end of the third period. They beat us up and down. We made too many penalties. We were in the box too much. But, you know, come Friday, we can change that. And then we go back to Philly. So, you know, it's the playoffs.
That's true.
We decided to get out of the kitchen because it was too hot yesterday. We couldn't deal.
You can always say this, too. The turning point at the end, you were still in it down 2-0 early third when you got kind of a fluky thing went their way to kind of wrap things up. So, I mean, you're hanging around. I mean,
we're hanging around. I mean, Richie, he rang the post early on in the third, which would have been a sweet goal. And, you know, it's tough, I'm sure, for Mike Richards because he's, you know, he's spending more time killing penalties than he is, you know, shooting on the net, and you know, who do you look at for that? It's like, you know, Scotty Hartnell is a great player. He's aggressive, and it's good for the organization. But man, he's making a lot of mistakes out there.
Yeah, a little over aggressive,
and you know, it's not great to know that now this Coleco system. Who's this kid, Coleco? I like to call him Carcello. Is now being investigated for something.
Oh yeah, yeah, Carcillo.
Daniel Carcillo.
Right.
I know what they're talking about because I do recall something boneheaded at the end, and I was thinking he might not be back.
Could be a positive if he's suspended.
I think it could be a positive because, you know, I'm missing Upshaw more and more.
I know you are. And you love Scott. You love Scotty Upshaw.
I loved him. He's a third-line energy guy and, you know, could have used his energy last night because we didn't have any energy.
I hate to rehash the home ice thing all over again, but there's a compliment thrown in here as well. I've probably been to more Flyers playoff games the last 5-6 years than any other team in the National Hockey League, and the atmosphere is phenomenal, great home ice advantage, which can be kind of troubling now when you think about it again, because if they don't get one in Pittsburgh, they come home, take two, and then they swap, they end up not having the home ice, and it's could bite you in the fanny, because obviously it is a great place, Philadelphia. The fans are extraordinary, and it really could come down to something like that.
Well, I agree with you, and I think it also puts a little bit more pressure on our coach. I mean, John Stevens, what exactly is his MO here? I mean, I don't want to point fingers at anybody, but I just don't feel as though every time after a game, even coming out of the Rangers series, he was so nonchalant and said, oh, well, our players are fine. I think we're in a good position. I think we're playing good hockey. And I really don't think that was the case. And again, last night, it's like, well, we just didn't match the intensity level. Well, obviously you didn't match the intensity level because they beat you up and down the ice.
Yeah. Right?
They destroyed you. They had us back in our heels from 2 minutes into the game, you know. And then there's Kimo gets hit against the boards. He gets a knee, you know. And then our best defenseman is hobbling around. And then we're thinking, oh great, now we're going to lose him. He's not playing and pushing off his skates like he should be. And there's the first goal. And then, like you said, the Asham call. I mean, like you're right. You put the stick up, they're going to make the call. Whether it was a good call or a bad call, they're going to make that call.
Quick question, since we were just talking about umbrella drinks. Are you like kind of, you know, waiting for a shoot, just got done, or your feet up, or are you like,
no,
like I'm 67
I'm right
and breezy?
I'm at my acting coach's house because we prepare each weekend or during the week for each scene. So every weekend I'm basically, you know, I'm practicing right now for the acting.
Very good.
So I'm doing my work. I'm doing my work for today's work and for next week's work. So I had to take a break in order to talk about my dismantling Flyers.
Is there a like acting coach's version of the bag skate? Like you ever slap you around if you know you just keep getting it wrong?
It's called repetition. You just got to keep doing the lines over and over again and getting them in your body. So when you do show up for game time, you don't think so much. You don't grip your stick so much and you skate a little bit. Have some fun.
Yeah.
They just looked too tense out there last night. They were tight. There was no camaraderie. They looked tired. It was just – and look, I'm not going to blame even Marty Biron. I thought he had a good game.
Yeah, he was okay. I mean, he wasn't great. He was okay.
Granted, the first goal was a bit – It's an odd goal.
But you know what? He's got to make sure, you know, that puck comes leaking through there. You know, he's already down on his knees. You got to make sure that, you know, you got to get a piece of that.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely right.
You know what, David? The good news for you is this. I mean, you're just talking about how busy. You know, you're so busy, right? I mean, you got the coach, the acting coach there. Uh-huh. You're getting ready. You got phones. Uh-huh. You probably got 100 other things I see on the cover of all these magazines. Uh-huh. Once the Flyers get knocked out in the first round, you'll have plenty of time to relax and focus on other things and continue to blog about the other games. That'll be good.
No, once it, I'm focusing on my team right now to come back in game two.
Okay.
That is what I'm doing. That is my key focal point right now, is to focus and regroup.
Acting be damned. You're focused on the Flyers.
And it's really is. You know, how amazing it is. I call in for a little love. I could have cowered in the corner and waited until we took game two and then called up, and then you could have been propping me up a little bit.
That's true.
But I'm here. I'm
I love
up.
That. I love that about you.
I know you do.
I like it when guys come in after a loss.
When I come in, I'm going to be like, all right, is your team in the playoffs still? I don't know how to answer that right now, because I got to be honest with you guys, I'm a little scared right now.
And you know what? If they get knocked out, you could look ahead and look ahead to my favorite Flyers prospect, Andreas Knödel. Have you seen this kid? He's Austrian.
Is he up right now?
He's not worried about Knödel. I love Andreas Knödel.
I think they're going to have to worry about their research in the cap, because they're going to be...
Yeah, they are stretched.
They're going to have a little bit more problems than worry about Knödel. They're going to have some issues.
Yeah.
So I think they might have some time if they don't shape up and start... playing as a team and, taking it to, they just didn't play it.
Let me ask you this. You talk about an acting coach. You talked about John Stevens. What would you do? You go into the room, you're thinking you're there with McElhargy and with Stevens and with, with the chief there, the coaching staff. What are you telling them? What suggestions about guys in and out of the lineup? What kind of moves can they make?
I don't know. Maybe they switch some lines up a little bit, bring a little bit more energy up front, maybe. I still think that, I don't know, Briere really hasn't found his legs yet. Yeah. I mean, I think that the power play, it was horrendous for us last night. We weren't moving the puck considerably great. And, you know, then we got to take some shots that are there instead of looking for the pass. And I know that happened a few times last night on a few kind of breakaways. But, you know, maybe mix the lines up a little bit and see what we can do from there. We don't have any bruisers or any guys out there, but doing the last minute of the game there, the fighting stuff, is just typical chippy Philly stuff that's not needed.
Typical.
It is. It's kind of like, you know, you're not that kind of – we made the mistakes of getting rid of Scotty Upshaw and there's a couple other things. I mean, Holmgren with the Emminger thing, I don't think that really worked out too well on our behalf. What did we really do coming down to the trade deadline? We didn't pick anybody up.
Well, you had no money.
Well, I know. We didn't have any money, so we couldn't do anything. So the veteran presence on our team is lacking right now.
They were counting on, you know, Briere got healthy. They figured that was kind of their deadline pickup. You know, they added Daniel Briere to the lineup. I got a quick question. Are you celebrity blogging? And tell us about it.
I am. Yeah, I did the first blog a couple days ago. The first blog I did was before, while the Rangers game was going on, where we lost home ice. And I made a quick thing. I said, you know, if we do get the home ice, it'll be looking good. If we don't get the home ice, then it could be a battle. And so I blog every day. I'm blogging today.
Every day.
I'll put my two cents in, like I'm doing now with you guys. But, you know,
are you gonna work it?
You know, it's funny because we were shooting the love scene on Bones yesterday, which is for the season finale.
Yeah,
great. You know, you got to go in, do your thing.
Yeah, do your thing.
So the game
man.
Was going on. I don't think Emily was hurt.
Work it, baby.
I was working it a little too aggressively because we weren't on our power play or on our defense. It was looking bad.
How does the acting coach help you in that area? I'd like to know. Hello.
Well, you know, you take your life's experiences and you add it to the characters. Let me tell you, yesterday I was so pumped up and so annoyed by the way our team was playing. I thought he was going somewhere else.
I turned it into one aggressive,
sweet lovemaking.
This is going to be a story like in the Inquirer.
I tell you, I'm bringing some heat and some action.
All right, I look forward to that.
Since we were so kind to you during your visit today, you'll say nice things about us in the blog at NHL.com.
Oh, definitely. Well, you know what? Hey, I love talking to you guys. I love tuning in, and I'm going to continue to do that even after. Our game two win. I'm excited that we're going to go in and we're going to show up a little bit here, and we just got to stop making these mistakes and make some adjustments. It's the penalties are killing us, and we just can't play that kind of four penalties in the first period.
Hey, yeah. And fans can see you on Bones. You're in the flesh, especially the last, in the last episode, especially. But they can see you when and where and all that good stuff.
That's Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Thursday at 8.
Thursday at 8 on Fox.
Thursday at 8.
I didn't have it memorized.
Right before Idol.
And of course,
right before Idol.
After every Flyers game on NHL.com, the blog from David Boreanaz. Thank you very much, sir.
Guys, thank you. And I look forward to calling in when our team ties it up.
David, we love you.
I love you too.
Thanks for calling. We love it, and good luck.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, man.
For more podcasts, check out NHL.com. This is NHL Radio.